name of Jesus, Lord, we appreciate you this night for everything that you've done in this place. Thank you for every song, every testimony, for praise and worship, God. Thank you for the people of God. Thank you for the pastor, the woman of God of this word, for her companion that stands by our side, for the people that will lift her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, assistant pastors. Lord, we bless you right now for your word. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word gonna stand. Lord, we're standing on the word of God tonight. Ask that you would give us utterance. Give us an anointing to preach your word. Pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. God, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, give the Lord a good hand praise tonight. Amen. I tell you, amen. You can, while you're standing, put your hands together real good for the pastor of this great work, Pastor Davis, to her loving husband. Thank God, amen, amen, for praise conductor, the musician, assistant pastor, to all the people of God that are gathered here. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. I heard some laughing in the back. Amen. I tell you, laughter is good. The Bible said do it like a medicine. I believe if we laugh more, we can fight some sickness out of our bodies. Amen. And we just start laughing by some things. Amen. Just enjoying ourselves and enjoying life, because you only got one life. How many know that? Amen. So we need to enjoy life. Amen. We appreciate God for the word of God on last night. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for just blessing us. It was such a beautiful day today. Just beautiful, beautiful. Amen. And Pastor, amen, Sister Bridget took me out. Amen. We had a good time. Amen. We ate some good food. We had a good time. Amen. I look so forward, amen, just to coming up here and getting with them. And we always just go out, amen, and looking for some more to go with us some too. We all have a good time, amen. Just sit around and talk about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. How good God is to us. Amen. I heard Mother talking about chopping, amen. And, amen. I was just in Sparta preaching on that the other day by laboring and talking about how we be in the field and working. Amen. Now, I don't know nothing about no $2 a day now. We was working 10 hours, but I was making $10 a day. 10 hours for $10. And what's the funny thing about it? I didn't have to go, but I would hear them come in talking about they had made that money. And I was around about 10 years old. And I told my mom, I said, I want to chop cotton. And she said, no, you don't know nothing about chopping no cotton. I just kept wearing. I want to chop cotton. But I didn't know what come with chopping cotton, getting up at 4 in the morning. Dude getting all over here, you wet mosquitoes, you trying to knock them off of your oil in the morning. I ain't know none that came with the $10 a day. And I said, let me go. So she finally let me go. When I got out there, I chopped a few days. I told my mama, I said, I don't want to chop no more cotton. She said, well, I'm sorry. Now you know how to make some money. You're going to go help the family. I said, I don't like this. Oh, she said, no, got to go now. You done learned how to chop. So now you can help pull some of the Lord. I was, oh, Lord, I ain't ever volunteered for that. Amen. But I'm telling you, we get out there and we knew how to make the day. We could make the day, I'm telling you. Just get you a good friend going down that row and talking. Well, I wasn't saved at that time, but I'm just saying, you just got out there and you get to talking and laughing and joking. It's good to have a good friend with you in the field. If you're going to work, you need to work with some good friends. That way your day go better. Even on your job, if you got a good friend, your day go better. You can talk and laugh. You don't want to work with hateful people. Just make the day harder when you working with hateful folks. Amen. People that don't never laugh, don't never smile, complain, and your day be too long. Yeah, your day be too long, but we thank God. Get your Bibles, amen. I know. Got a long day tomorrow, amen. It's going to be Father's Day, and that's just a blessing all by itself. It is to be thankful. Amen. Peace. pick up from where I left out last night. I want to do part two tonight on strength to deliver. Because as I say, I believe this is the year for deliverance for the people of God. And so we want to stick with that and try to encourage some people to hold on a little while longer. Hold on to God. Amen. A change going to come. Amen. We believe the word of God. It ain't going to always be like this. I think it was Jane Cleveland said, this too shall pass. Amen. And so get your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. You're good to see these young men out with us tonight. Amen. Good to see them out, come out with us. Always good to see young people in the house of God. It's an encouraging, amen, to see, especially young men. Especially because I know, you know, it's be more women. The women outnumber the men, probably 3-1 in any church that you go to. So it's always good to see young men in the house of God. It's a blessing. Amen. We're coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. And I want to read a while on this. First, starting at the first verse. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. That scripture that right there, it's good to know that sometimes some things can overtake us, but God won't let us die in them. They came in and they took the women, but they didn't kill nobody. They just took them captives, you know. Sometimes we go into situations and stuff, and the situations of where we at, it ain't to kill us. Amen. It's just to God proving himself in what we go through. So David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire. Their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David, when he and the 600 men that were with him came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which was so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. Father, we thank you for the word of God. 18th verse reads, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. We bless you for the word tonight. Amen. I want to pick up from where I left out last night on strength to deliver. In that sixth verse, it's reading David encouraged himself in the Lord. In that text, when you look that word up, it means that David strengthened himself in the Lord. Amen. As I said, amen, for those that didn't get to make it last night, just kind of bring you up a little bit. We was, amen, preaching on strength as the quality of being strong, or the power or the ability to resist, or the force or the degree to which something has an effect. We preached a while on how it was the 14th year when the king of Assyria came up against Hezekiah, and how he took the defense cities of Judah. Amen. But I want to reiterate that 14 is the double of 7, which is perfection, which means that I believe God going to give us double blessings this year. Amen. God gonna do some great things in our life this year. And I told you the 14 represents strength and salvation. And I believe that this is the year that the children of God gonna come out of a lot of things, and not just the children of God, but we believe in God for our children that are bound by some things. Some of our grandchildren, some of us old in here now to have grandchildren that are bound by some things. But I believe, amen, the promise was not just for us. When God made a promise, he made the promise to the entire family. Amen. And that's the kind of God he is. He just don't save you. He'll save your family too. Amen. We can't give up no matter what situation or how it looks or how dim or gloomy it looks. Amen. And it seems like when it looked like they coming out one step, they go back two. Amen. But yet, we still got to believe that God going to bring them out. And that's the promise that I'm standing on this hour. I'm believing God. Amen. I believe this is going to be one of the greatest years for revival, for people that's got something in their heart and want to do something for God. God just looking for some people that want to do something in this hour. And I believe that there's a cry as never before. Jesus made a statement in the book of Luke. He said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. You know, some people say, them people don't want nothing out there. You know, some of y'all hear people say, I don't go out there and mess with people, them folks don't want them. Well, that ain't what Jesus said. Jesus said, there's a harvest out there. He said, but I just ain't got enough people to work the vineyard. And I believe, you know, God raising up some laborers in this hour. We're going to raise some people up. He said, pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he was sent for of laborers into his vineyard. If there's ever was a time we need to be praying, God, we need laborers. We need people that know how to work. We need people that know how to get on the battlefield. We need people that know how to go in and how to win souls for Christ, because, amen, first of all, when we first got saved, that's all we wanted to do. We wanted to be a soul winner. We wanted to see somebody say, man, we was burning. We had a zeal for God, man. When God delivered us, man, we was telling everybody about it, man. What God had done for us, we wanted to see our friends say. We wanted to see the neighbors say. We wanted to see everybody say. But somewhere along the way, we kind of got a little off track. But God, amen, bringing us back on track. Jesus said, don't say 4 months and then come and harvest. Like some people say, I'm just waiting on God. Now God waiting on us. He said, for look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. We just need some men and women to start praying. Lord, raise me up to be a laborer. Lord, I want to work. You know, sometimes you just got to say, I told my mama, I want to work. I want to do like that. I want to make some money. Amen. It's benefits in the kingdom that money, it ain't got nothing to do with money. Amen. Amen. There's some benefits. There's some favor God can put on your life. You ain't even got to have a dollar. You can go in, God can move for you just by the favor of God. Amen. There's some benefits to the kingdom. Amen. And God just looking, amen, for some of us, amen, that's willing, amen, to work. Well, somebody say, I ain't ready. Well, I'm letting you know this is your opportunity to get ready. God said, I'm preparing you right now. I'm getting you ready right now. Amen. The Bible reads in the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Amen. Here Isaiah's talking, and he say, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw also the Lord. He said, I saw him high and lifted up. He said, his train filled the temple. He said, above it stood the seraphims. He said, the angels stood above him. He said, they had 6 wings. Two covered his face, two covered his feet. He said, with 2 of them, he did fly. And then the angel said something so profoundly, amen, in that. Amen. The Bible said that they began to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Tell somebody, the whole earth is full of the glory of God. We've just been looking in the wrong places. We ain't been looking in the right places. But if we start looking in the right places, we'll see the glory of God. You know, sometimes God put us flat our back. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I know years ago I had surgery. And, amen, when I got in there, I suppose it took 1.5 hours. And it took 5.5 hours before I got off the surgery. But the doctor was saying that they didn't even think I was going to pull through. And, amen, when I did come out from under the anesthesia, amen, it felt like my heart was about to explode on me. And they had those things on my legs. And I just wanted to get up and run. Looked like something in me just said, get up and run. But they said, Miss Harvey, you can't get up. But I tell you, when I came out that, I could hear the birds singing to tell somebody. Sometimes you just got to go through something. I had never even listened at the bird for it was to look like I wasn't going to come out. Look like I was, man, the grass looked green. Amen. I began to notice everything. It just takes you going through some things. When it looked like you, amen, that your life, amen, you don't know you're going to make it or not. Amen. Everything go to looking good to you. You be glad to see the sunshine. Amen. You just be glad in the morning. You just get up telling God, thank you. I just begin to tell God, thank you when I came through that dilemma. Because he didn't have to bring me out. But he was merciful and gracious unto me. And I thank God for it, and I appreciate him. Now every day I tell God, I thank you for another day. I thank you for life. I thank you for the air I breathe this morning. That you breathed in me. Amen. Breathed in me. And I got up out of my bed. Amen. Had the strength. I ain't telling that it's always been good, but I've been glad. I'm glad. Amen. Sometimes we complain about some things that we go through. Amen. But sometimes, amen, and we just take time. We don't have to be here. Sometimes we say life just ain't dealing me no good hand, but that's all right. You still living, amen. Keep living somewhere. Some things got to change for you. You keep believing God. Amen. Then the Bible said that when the angel in the house was filled with smoke, amen. Tell somebody where that smoke, there's fire. Amen. I believe that's a fire. Amen. People finna get stirred. Amen. I tell people, it don't take, amen, us having to pump people and prime them to get God thanks or tell them to praise. Man, I'll be some automatically in you. Amen. When you come in the house of God, in into his courts with thanksgiving, with praise. Amen. It'll be some on the inside of you when God allow you to come into the house of God that ain't nobody got to tell me to lift my hands up. Something ought to automatically be in you that you lift your hands up. Give God some praise. Give him some thanks. Make some noise for God. Sometimes just making a noise for God. Letting him know. Amen. When them angels in the smoke filled the temple, the Bible said that Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. You know, some people say, well, Isaiah was a cusser. Well, I come to tell you this. You don't have to be a cusser to have unclean lips. Complaining is unclean lips. You can have unclean lips just complaining all day about what ain't went right with you this day, what ain't went right with the family, what ain't went right on your job. That's unclean lips. But I made my mind up. I said, Lord, I won't have unclean lips. I'm going to be thankful. Stay away from around people that's always talking negative. I don't like to be around people that's always negative. I don't care if it's family members. I don't care who it is. When you're around a complainer, it brings your spirit down. I don't care what nobody say. Just sit around somebody complaining all day about this ain't right and I don't know why this ain't right or this ain't right and I'm going through this. And I don't want to hear that every day. You bringing my spirit down. I don't need no phone calls with people telling me complaining. I ain't got time to hear that. I say I don't want no negativity. I want positive people around me. When you get around positive people, positive things begin to happen in your life. But if you stay around negative people, amen, it could be a wife, it could be a husband, it could be your children. Enemy use anybody. Bring your, you be just as happy all of a sudden. Here they come in. You already know you finna start going through before they get through the door. When you see them coming down the road, you be like, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I can see some family coming. I just be standing there saying, oh, Lord, here they come. When I see the number pop up on my phone, I be not right now. I can't deal with that right. I click it. I can wait for that because I already know it's going to be some complaining. If something that ain't right, I be like, I don't feel like answering that right now. They'll call back in a little while. I just don't feel like dealing with that right now. Amen. I tell my daughter all the time, what's wrong? Got that Charlie Brown spirit on you? Why is everybody picking on me? Ain't nobody picking on you. You ain't going through no more. Nobody else. Wait. You want to know some picking? Let me get a line right now. I can tell some stuff I'm going through. Hey, man, you trying to encourage them. Look like the more you try to encourage them, the more they go to talking crazy. You like, oh, not today. Not today. I don't feel like. Don't answer your phone. If you see it, get call ID. Just don't answer. You know they finna start talking crazy. Some days you just like, I don't feel like that today. I don't want to hear that today. I'm trying to get around positive people. Even though we all going through something, you can say, look, we're going to come out of this together. We're coming out. We're coming out. I know you're going through in your body, but you're coming out. Amen. I know you're having a hard time with your family, but it's going to be all right. Them the type of people that you need to surround yourself with at all times. And then eventually, amen, that's going to be in your spirit. You're going to be around other people, and they're going to go to talking crazy and negative. And you're going to go over there and look, let me tell you, girl, it's going to be all right. Let me tell you what I went through. Let me tell you how hard it was. But God brought me out. He gonna bring you out. Either you gonna get them negative people, they gonna stop coming around you, or you gonna get them delivered. One way or the other. So Isaiah said, look here, he said, I'm in the midst of people with unclean lips. He said, for my eyes have seen the Lord. He said, look here, he started changing his conversation, amen. The Bible said, then flew one of the seraphims and took a live coal from off the altar. We need some live in this house. I don't like dead. I don't like dead. Nowhere I go, I don't like dead. I tell people, clap your hands, do something, act like you're happy. Don't sit around dead. I don't like dead stuff. I believe if we, amen, God done blessed us, we ought to be happy, folks. We ought to be clapping our hands. I ain't saying that everything is good and everything all right, but it ought to automatically be a praise on the inside. And I said praise is a weapon that the enemy hates. Because if he can kill your praise and stop you from giving God thanks, he know you ain't coming out. So that's what he does. He throws in situation. He attacks our bodies and make us feel so tired and weak that we be like, I don't feel like going to church today. He don't want you there because he knows it's a blessing there for you if you make it to the house of God. If you would press your way, there's a blessing when we press our way. Amen. Even though we may be going through at home, we may be going through in our body, going through our mind, going through with family. But I dare some of us to start pressing our way when we're going through. What about the woman with the issue of blood? If she had not pressed her way. And I know she went through some things. The Bible says she was had an issue of blood for 12 years. She went through some things. The Bible says she had spent all her living to doctors, but she didn't get no better. She only grew worse. And on top of that, with an issue, you wasn't even allowed to be around people. If you would look history up as an issue, anything that you sat on, amen, they had to clean it down. It was not, they cleaned it up and it wasn't even safe no more until the end of the day. It wasn't clean, so you know she didn't have many neighbors asking her over. This woman probably lived a pretty lonesome life, amen, because they knew she had an issue. So one too many people finna ask you to come over and have dinner or sit with them because anything that you touch was unclean. But this woman made her mind up this day. She said, I don't care who looking at me funny. That's the attitude we need to get. I don't care who crossed the room looking at me funny or acting funny. And you can talk about me. Maybe I've been telling this testimony for 5 years, but this is my testimony. Maybe you tired of hearing it, but I'm going to keep telling it because it's my testimony. Look at me funny. I'm trying to get something for God. I'm trying to get delivered. I need some help. I ain't got time for people sitting around no more. None. I need some help. That woman knew she needed some help. That woman said, I'm going to Jesus. I'm getting to him today. I don't care who knows what's going on. That Bible says she pressed her way through the crowd. I'm sure she was touching some people along the way. And they probably said, she knows she unclean. She ain't got no business out here touching me. Now I'm unclean. She done fooled around. But that woman said, I don't care. I don't care who I touch today. I don't care who get upset today. I don't care who looking fun at me today. I need a miracle. I need deliverance. Whatever it takes for me to get it, I got to get to the Lord. The Bible is say, if I can get him to lay hands on me, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Some of us just need to reach out and touch God's garment. Just touch it. He ain't got to lay hands on me. He ain't got to call a condition out. If I can just touch, she said, Jesus ain't even got to do nothing. I just believe if I can touch, her faith was activated. And we can get our faith activated in this hour. We can do the impossible. We can do things that men and women would dare to do. The impossible things, as Jane Cook said, boldly go where no man has gone before. I believe that there's a place in God that we can boldly go that no man has gone into. And woman said, if I can reach out and but touch him. And the Bible said that when she touched Jesus, he said, who touched me? The Lord knows when we touch him. When others don't understand, when others criticize, God knows when you touch him.
the Lord, and I'm sure they probably said, Jesus, the Lord's his mind. Tell me who touched him. Everybody touching you, Jesus. Everybody trying to get a hold to you. What you talking about who touched you? This Martha too. Everybody reaching out trying to get a touch. Jesus said, not so, but this touch was different. He said, but I perceive that virtue went out of my body. I felt virtue when it left me. I felt healing power when it left me. The woman comes to Jesus, and the Bible says she fell down and confessed all. Sometimes we just need to get at the altar, as the song was said tonight. Put it at the altar. Confess to God. I got a problem. I got an issue, God. I need some help with my children. I need some help in my family. I need some help in my home. Put it at the altar. The Bible said, where did he get the live coal from? He got it off of the altar. And that's what we need, an altar, that spirits. We need men and women to come in again. That's how I got it. I got it at the altar. I didn't get it sitting around looking at everybody. I got on my face and at the altar. And I stayed there till God delivered me. I stayed there till I felt God touch me. I stayed there till I felt God move in my body. I believe that God is coming, bringing us back to the altar. He's bringing us back to prayer. He's bringing us back to fasting. He's bringing us back to reaching out. And we're going to get this move of God. It's going to be because somebody going to say, I ain't going to let nobody stop me. I got to get what God has for me. Put it on his lips. And when he touched his lips, the angel said, your iniquity is taken away. Your sins are taken away. It's something about when we put it at the altar, God said, and confess to God. You ain't got to tell everybody what you're doing, because some people can't handle stuff in the church. Some people can't handle what you're going through. Some things you don't need to tell nobody but God, and let God handle it. Holy, confess it to God and say, God, you know I'm dealing with this before I even come to you, but I confess it with my mouth. Because it's something when you make confession with your mouth and say, look, God, I confess it with my mouth. You already know I'm dealing with it, but I just want to confess it to you, God. I just want to give it to you. And that's when God began to move. It wasn't until Isaiah made his confession that I'm unclean, my lips unclean, that God said, I understand. I know what to do. Took that live coal, put it on his lips, and said, now everything going to be all right. And then God asked the question, who shall I send, and who shall go for me? And Isaiah stood up once he knew he had got a touch from God. He said, here am I, Lord, send me, I go. Lord, I'm looking for some people with some send me in them. Send me, God. I tell my neighbor, I tell the people on the job, I tell my relatives about you, Jesus. I believe this is the year. Tell somebody, I feel a strength coming back on the end. I believe this is my season. I've been saying it all year long. This is my season to be blessed. This is my season I'm coming out. This is my season that the enemy has got to let loose my children. He got to take his hands off of my body. Yes, I may have been fighting some things in my body, but this is our season for healing. This is our season for deliverance. This is our season for prosperity. Tell somebody, hallelujah, strength to deliver. Strength to deliver. Here it is in the book of Samuel. The word said that David was greatly distressed, for the people spake a stone in him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged David, strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Look at your name and say, I'm going through right now, but I feel in my life, I feel this is my year to come out of it. This is my year for strength. This is my year. I'm going through some tests and trials right now, but they can't hold me. They're going to have to let me go somewhere during this year 14, because this is the year for strength. David, 600 of his men, was on the battlefield with the Philistines when all of a sudden the Bible said the Philistines were getting ready to go out to war. And said that they told that the head Philistine had them told him, said, we don't want to take David with us. David can't go with us no more. What happens when people feel like you get around people and you feel like you ain't needed no more? feel like folks don't want you around and you ain't needed. Well, that's what David was. He said, what have I done that I need? He said, look, I know you've been good, David. He said, I know you ain't, you obeyed me and everything. He said, but the laws of the Philistine don't favor you no more. So you can't go with us anymore. Get your stuff, get your men together and go back home. David gets 600 of his men that out on the battlefield. The word said that when he get to Ziklag, the third day, it took him a 3-day journey, but when he got there, Ziklag was burned with fire. Amen. Wasn't nothing left but a pile of ashes. His wife and his children and all their wives and their children were gone. And the Bible said that David was so distressed, he didn't know what to do. Have you ever been so stressed that you ain't know what to do? You didn't know how you was coming out. You didn't know what you were going to do. Man, it was time in my life when my mama died. I was so stressed. I didn't know how I was going to make it through the day. It was days I didn't feel like getting out to bed. I just cried. I didn't know how I was going to make it. I was under stress. But one morning I began to talk to God and told God, lift this burden because I can't take it. It's too much for me. I talked to God. God, lift it that way. I come to tell you that God will lift the weight off of you. If you tell him, Lord, I'm weighted down. I'm going through. But I need you to lift this weight. Yes, yes, here he is. When he get back, the Amalekites done invaded his home. Took everything that he had. Left him with nothing. Amen. David was standing there in the 600 that was with him, they said, we ought to kill David. The very ones that was with him on the battlefield said, we ought to kill David now. We out on the field. We done lost our wives, our children gone. Everything. They spoke of stoning David, and David was greatly distressed. But David strengthened himself in the Lord. It's going to come a time maybe you can't get to the pastor. You might not get to somebody. It's got to be someone on the inside of you that will pat your own self on the back and say, I can make it through this. I'm going to get through this. I don't know how I am, but I'm coming out of this. I'm going to strengthen myself. Speak over your own self some things. Now this may sound strange, but I go to the mirror and I stand there and I speak to myself. I say, girl, you blessed. Do you know you blessed? You highly favored. Not only that, you rich. I'm speaking blessings upon myself. I ain't waiting on nobody else to speak them. I speak them on myself. Girl, you know you look good. Holly, you ain't gotta have nobody tell you look good. Look in the mirror, speak over your own self. Say, you know you look good today. Speak to yourself. Speak life to yourself in this hour. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and when he encouraged himself, he turned to the priest and said, bring me my ephod. His ephod was his priestly garment. Some things you go through, you better get your priestly garment out. And you know what it is. Cover yourself with prayer. Get out your priestly garment. Wear your priestly garment. When you get your priestly garment on, then you can talk to God. When you put your priestly garment on, when you encourage yourself, you stand boldly, you ask God a question. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? David asked him two questions. Shall I pursue and shall I overtake? One thing about God, you can't ask him something and he don't talk back to you. When David asked him that question, the Lord said, pursue and overtake them, for thou shalt surely recover all. Tell somebody, I'm getting everything back that the devil stole from me. I'm getting everything back that he took from me. I'm getting my strength back. I done put on, hallelujah, my effort. And I'm going after the enemy. I'm going to take back everything that the enemy stole from me. The Bible says that David got them 600 men together. Went when they got to the river Besor. 200 said, I can't go no further. I done did all I can do. David didn't try to make them go. Hallelujah. Sometimes you'll go places that others can't go. You have to stop, and some people may need a rest or a break. They may not can go as you. They stood by the brook and washed the stuff. And David took the other with him, 400 men with him. And what I like about God, he always leaves a pathway, or he leaves a witness behind that will let you know what's going on. When Job lost everything, it was always a witness behind. They came and said, look, we was out there when the storm came and took the sheep. And when your God always had a witness. It was always somebody left behind to tell what happened. All of a sudden, here David is. Starts on his journey. Find an Egyptian boy laying in the field. How you get here? He said, well, 3 days ago. He was almost dead. He hadn't ate nothing, drunk nothing in 3 days. The Bible said David gave him some figs and gave him some raisins and some water. Got his strength back. And how you get it? He said, 2 days ago I fell sick and my master left me here to die. He was just a witness that was left there for David. He wasn't finna die. God left him there for a witness. David said, do you know where he at? He said, make me a promise. Swear to me. If I tell you where he at, you won't kill me. You won't turn me over to my master. David said, I won't do this. And let me tell you, I can show you where the devil right at. I can take you. I can take you to the devil. I know where they at. I know which way they headed. I know where they at. Get right down there. There he is, right there in the field, having a good time. They laughing, dancing. They partying over all the spoils that they done took from Judah and took out of the Philistine. They down there having a good time. They don't even know, amen, hallelujah, that God's going to bring an end to that good time. Tell somebody that's going to be an end put to the devil's good time. He been partying on me. He been having a good time saying, I put him through this and I put him through that. He been laughing at us. They going through now. We done took their stuff. Look at her. She can't even give God no praise no more. I done put so much on her, she won't even clap her hands no more. He been going through so long, I can't get nothing. And the devil sitting around laughing. I put them through. Look at them. They can't do nothing right now, but they don't know. Slowly but surely, God creeping up on them. Amen. That's what God said, I'm getting ready to do. I'm finna surprise the devil. I'm finna surprise him on his own turf. I ain't worried about him coming to my camp. I'm getting ready to walk into his camp. We need some people to get some strength enough and say, I'm going into the enemy's camp. I'm going in the drug house and pull my daughter out the drug house if that's what she had. I'm going on the enemy's turf. I'm taking the battle to him. I ain't waiting on him to bring it to me. I'm taking the battle to the enemy right where he at. We're down there. They laughing, having a good time. Partying, talking about what all they had done to David and them, and how they had took all the women and the children, amen, and didn't know that David was right upon them. They said from twilight to the end of the day, early that morning, David got there. We need some early morning, say. My daddy's telling me, early bird get the worm. You can't get nothing laying down all day. Hallelujah. You can't go looking for a job at 1 o'clock. You got to get up in the morning. Be there at 7 o'clock when the door's on. If you want a job, be there standing there when they open up the door. I need a job. They see something in you. This boy gotta want to work. This girl gotta want to work. She out here early want a job. You walk in there at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. I'm looking for a job. The day almost over. You should have got out here early in the morning. And you will show him that I want something. Early in the morning, David. Then went in there. The Bible said from twilight to the end of the day, David didn't stop until he killed them all. The Bible says, suffer. 400 of them got on camels and rode away. But the Bible said that David recovered all. Tell somebody, I'm getting it all back. David recovered all. He got everything that the enemy took. And what I like about God is that David just didn't get his stuff back. But they had went through Judah. They had went through Philistine's camp. They had more than what David them actually had. David went in there, and that's what I said, this is our year for double blessings. David them went in there and got everything that they had took from everybody along the way. And David made a statement and said, this is David's spoil. Tell somebody, this is my year for the spoils. The spoils of what you get after the battle. The spoils of what you get after you done go through a test. Those are the spoils. He said, this is David's spoils. Got double back. Not only that, when he got it, the Bible said it went back to the brook where the 200 was that didn't even go. David said, we're going to share. When you get some, share. When you get a blessing, share. When God give you a word, share. Tell your testimony. That's how people overcome. We are overcomers by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Get up and tell somebody. I was sick and about to die, but God healed my body. That activates somebody else's faith. When they know the condition that you was in and the doctors had gave up on you, but now they see you as a living testimony and a living witness. Then they begin to say, if he brought him out, he'll do the same thing for me. If he delivered her, he'll do the same thing for me. David began to issue out blessings. The
Bible say that the 400 was with him said, we ain't giving him nothing. Because they didn't go work. They didn't go out to the battle. David said, it ain't going to be like that. So it is with he that stayed by the stuff. He gonna get the same thing that him that went out to battle. That's what I like about God. He don't mind dividing because he knows some of us may not can do what others can do. But that don't mean you ain't gonna get a share of what's the blessing. When somebody else getting a blessing, God said, I give it. One person can get blessed and bless the whole church. Hallelujah. When things begin to come in, your mother load come in, you can bless everybody in the church. I'm gonna give you a portion. The Bible said that David gave them some of the spoil. Not only that, when David got back home, the Bible says he began to send hallelujah, spoils after this person, spoils after this. What I like about God, hallelujah, he's a sharing God. He don't mind you blessing people. He don't mind you giving stuff. I want to be able to bless people that's been a blessing in my life. Hallelujah. I told the Lord when my mother Lord come in here, and I'm believing it to be soon, I said I'm going to start sending some checks in the mail. I'm going to start sending some blessings to some people that have supported me, some people that have blessed me. It ain't gonna always be like this. I believe it be a time I come in this church. You ain't gotta give me nothing. I'm gonna give you an offering. I'm gonna give you something to bless the church. Don't be worried about blessing me. I come to bless you. I come to give you some money. I come to help you out with the work. And that's what God say. He'll do. He'll raise up people. I see no people that got a heart to do something. He know people that got a heart to give. And that's why the enemy ties up our finances. He make us struggle because he knows that once we get a hold to some things, we're going to be blessed. Have you noticed how people look like they don't do nothing, but they always got money? And they ain't living any kind of way, but look like they always got money. Well, the enemy recognize they ain't finna do nothing. But when he sees it's in your heart to bless people, he try to hold back your money. He try to hold back your blessings. But one thing I like about God, that when God get ready to bless you, it ain't a devil in hell. It ain't a force. It ain't a power. When it's your time and it's your season, I know the devil trying to hold it back, but he got to let it go. Tell somebody, he got to let it go. I'm getting my blessings this year. I'm taking back everything that the enemy stole. I'm going to get my children. I'm picking back up my ministry. I'm picking back up what God gave me. I'm going to walk in good health. It ain't for the body of Christ to be sick. Healing is the children's bread. It's not for us to be sick. We should not be sick and defeated. It's not for us to, hallelujah, be about to stroke out and have heart attacks. That's the trick of the enemy. But this year we're going to recognize. I know that's you, but blood pressure, you got to come down. You got to line up sugar diabetes. You got to line up with the word of God. Cancer, you got to line up. You got to get out of my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't dwell here. Addiction, you got to go. Whatever it is, if your children addicted by drugs, you start speaking addiction, you got to let them go. This the year, you're going to take your nasty hands off of my child. They belong to God. This is my season for blessing, and my whole house going to be blessed. My children going to be blessed. Everything that's connected to me, that's why we got to stay before God, because everything that's connected to you will get a blessing. Everything. When God bless you, everything that's connected to you is blessed too. Ain't like us to be blessed and not bless our children. Them the first people we want to bless. Be a blessing to them where they don't have to struggle like we done struggled our whole life. We want to do something for them. Show them how good God is. Not to be a blessing to the people in church that's been so good to us. We're going to be a blessing to the people of God. This is our year. And the devil, he gathering troops because he doing everything he can to make us think that it ain't going to happen. To make us think that we ain't going to walk in healing. We ain't going to walk in deliverance. He trying everything because he know he ain't got but a short time. So he using every trick in the bag that he got to discourage the people of God. To discourage us. To make it look like it's so bleak that it ain't no help for them. They too far out there. Are we too far gone in this sickness I done had my whole life? Well, I ain't caring about that.
years you've been struggling with it. I don't care how many years you had it. We serve a God that can step in and erase the past. He can erase that sickness. He can erase anything that you're going through. This is the year for healing in the body of Christ. Our body's going to be healed. I'm claiming it by faith. I don't let things that fight my body. When I get on the field, I still speak I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm delivered by the blood. I keep on speaking that and you keep on speaking that. One day you're going to walk around and all of a sudden you ain't going to feel no pain. You ain't going to feel weak. You ain't going to feel nothing. You're going to walk yourself right into deliverance. Well, the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. I ain't looking at what I'm going through. I ain't seeing what I'm going through. I'm believing God that this is my season. Tell somebody this is my year. This is my season. I'm coming out of this. This is my year for deliverance. And I'm speaking, there's 6 more months left in this year. 6 months is gone and the enemy will try to trap us and defeat us and tell us it ain't coming to pass. But we got 6 more months in this year. Before the end of this year, honey, we're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. We're going to be delivered. We're going to be healed before the end of this year. We're going to walk in victory. We got 6 months. We're making up for lost time. We're going to start decreeing and we're going to declare some things. Hallelujah. In our lives. And when we start speaking it, we're going to see it come to pass. This is our season. And I've been saying that since January. This is our season. And the enemy knows when it's your time. He tried to get you to throw your hands up and quit. He tried to discourage you in your body. He tried to discourage you in your mind. Be like David. The Bible said David strengthened himself in the Lord. Some things you're going to have to speak yourself. And without a doubt, believe I'm coming out. Without a doubt, believe my body is healed. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Stand to your feet all over the building. Hallelujah. Come play some music for me, Sister Manette. Hallelujah, G. Come on. Begin to give God a praise. Begin to thank Him. Begin to just thank God. Begin to just thank God. Hallelujah. Begin to just praise Him. Because some things gonna happen. Some things getting ready to happen. Give Him an advance praise for it. Give Him advance praise for it. Thank Him for it right now. Give Him praise for it right now. Give Him thanks for it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on. Give Him thanks for it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, praise Him for it right now. This our season. This our year. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, higher. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise Him. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Step out here, man of God. Step out here in the aisle. Step out here. Amen.